This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Last month, U.S. District Court Judge Linwood Smith said Jefferson County needs to appoint a receiver, someone who will select, hire, promote, demote, discipline, or fire Jeffco employees. But Commission President David Carrington recently stated that no one will really know the true power of the receiver until he or she is appointed on September 25th. Here to give an update on the appointment process is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Briefly, let's talk about what the receiver will actually do once appointed.
I've called receivers before court-appointed dictators. They're sort of benevolent dictators that come in and take over government functions from the county government. In this case, the Human Resources Division of the county. You know, this is the result of a 39-year-old case. And, you know, this is, you know, again and again and again, the county has tried to work with the court, but it's always fallen short. And, you know, Judge Smith said enough is enough. We're going to, the court will appoint the receiver. The county is just negotiating with the plaintiffs to see if they can come to some consensus on who that will be. But the court will make the appointment and the court will say what those powers are going to be.
Well, the deadline for the appointment of the receiver position is just a few weeks away. It's September 25th. Are you confident that the appointment will be made and that we'll kind of start to move forward here?
Well, that'll be up to the judge, but as sort of trigger happy as Judge Smith has been with throwing contempt in contempt proceedings, I would not cross this judge.
And finally, Kyle, before I let you go today, you had an article out this week on where Alabama falls on the list of most corrupt states in America. Where do we land?
We are number 8, according to Business Insider. The New York Times last week had called Florida the seedbed of or hotbed of public corruption after a number of mayors down there were brought up on charges. Business Insider looked at a DOJ report from last year, looked at a 10-year trend, and did a per capita analysis of political convictions, corruption convictions, and we came up number 8, just one notch behind Mississippi. And lucky us, we were not number 1. That honor belonged to Louisiana.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.